Bring it back to Rosie on the House. This is road music right here. Wind is down, air's fresh. And when snow on the hills.
You get home, no matter what kind of home you have, if you have a garage, carport, or nothing at all, you'll get home if you're driving a Sanderson Ford.
Oh, man. I just can't believe every week Ford products make the headlines. Here it is again. F-150 excels with new tech features. And this article actually compares it against all the other competitors. And it says, hands down, it's the 150. It's the truck of the year. It's the truck of the year. The Bronco. I'm going to get a test drive of that Bronco. I'm getting over there to Sanderson Ford and trying that.
They've got two. Specifically for test driving only.
And how about that Mach-E?
Oh, the baby. new electric Mustang?
Yeah, baby. How about that? Man, I'm telling you. Folks, if you're in the market for shopping a new vehicle, you've got to take a look at Ford. And if you're taking a look at Ford, why not buy at the number one award-winning Ford dealership in all of America? It's located right here in Glendale, Arizona on 51st Avenue. 64 acres of new and used vehicles at Sanderson Ford. But you don't have to go there. They've got a shop online, buy online, deliver to your driveway service. You can actually log on. You can actually get competitive pricing for financing the car. They'll give you options. Online, you can pick which service package you'd like to cover the vehicle with. You can get approved. You can get it all done. And you can get the vehicle delivered. Get to SandersonFord.com and just take a look at the vehicles they've got sitting on the lot with your name already on it. SandersonFord.com. Go check it out.
In studio with Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group, and you've got a couple people in office. Jennifer's been very busy on the phones at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. When the auto attendant answers, just hit the one button and it'll bypass the auto attendant. Put you right into the studio. If you're calling for Harold's number, just call Harold directly. He's got people there answering the phones.
Yeah, Mac and Alyssa are there answering the phones right now, 602-595-1233.
If you want to get started, they can go ahead and get you started there. We're not going to get you started here on air.
Right.
So if that's what you're calling for, just call that number directly instead. Or if you want to know what's available, talk through options that you do have, and you're not sure if you want to start a refinance or something like that. That's what, when you call this number, 1-888-767-4348. We've got a great caller online, Sean, who wants to talk about exactly what we're here to talk about. He's in a jumbo loan and wants to restructure. Tell us about your situation, Sean.
Oh, thanks, guys. Appreciate that. I bought a house about 2 years ago in Chandler for $865. And, of course, I got stuck with one of those, 6.2% interest rate, which wasn't very exciting. But, I wanted to get into the house. And two, I've paid the mortgage down to $650 now. I did refinance a year ago, so I got a 4% on a jumbo loan 1 year ago. But now I'm hearing all these, mortgage rates of, 2.1, 2.6, and I'm, kind of jealous. I'd like to have 2.1. That sounds amazing. What are the options for a guy like me? I do own a business. I'm self-employed, but I do pay myself a salary just for tax reasons. I know there's a threshold, I can't remember the number, 540 or something like that, for where it converts to a jumbo loan. What are the options to get me with a balance of 650 right now? The house is appraised at 1.1 now. What are the options to get me from 4 down to 2 point something exciting?
All right, yeah, Sean, here's Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group.
Yeah, Sean, you have a couple of options, and so there are we'll look at two things. We have seen jumbo rates improve, especially over the last couple of months. There was a window there in time after COVID where there were not a lot of jumbo options, but that has been steadily improving. So the next thing we might, so we'll compare the jumbo rates to what you have now in the fours and see if that makes sense. The other thing that we take a look at is that that number that you're talking about, the conforming loan limit, that's $548,250. What we might do, and that gets you the best interest rates. So if you keep your loan amount under $548,000, you'll get the best terms there. One thing we might consider is do a combo loan where we do your first split that $650,000 that you owe into two loans, one at $548,000, maybe a second mortgage for the other $100,000 or so. And look at how that works as far as the combination of rate and payment. So when you give us a call, when our loan officers talk to you, they'll present those options to you and you can and help you decide what makes the most sense for your scenario.
And boy, I hope Brad was listening because he's just heard a guy that's been in a home 2 years and got $300,000, almost $400,000 worth of equity.
That's really good. From 865 to 1.1, that's fantastic.
That's awesome. Sean, we appreciate the call. Now, we were talking a little bit about the downside to home ownership. I mean, now it's yours. You own it. You got to take care of it. But all things considered, the downside to renting. I mean, Jennifer and I did not rent very long. But the horror stories I've heard of Carol, my own daughter, I couldn't help her. There was nothing I could do. You had a miserable year and a half in that building.
Two very long years in that little apartment.
What it was little, but they newlyweds always start little, right? That's just the way it is. But just miserable property management people.
Absolutely. Very soon after we moved in, we discovered that we had been infested with bed bugs. And just trying to get that solution took probably 6 weeks that the property management was slow. No response. They didn't communicate to us that we needed to move all of our things out before the treatment people could come in. So they came and then just left and left us high and dry with our apartment still infested with bed bugs. I mean, garbage disposals that broke and flooded our kitchen that was flooded for the entire week of Thanksgiving. So we couldn't cook anything. A plumbing issue that leaves our bathroom floor so hot that we can't step on it without socks on. Just a nightmare.
Now, not all landlords are created equal.
That's right. That's right.
A good one would have jumped on that bed bug right away because the last thing you want is to have to
spread.
Treat all the apartments instead of just the one.
And I mean this is on Camelback and Miller, you know, and there's what 300 units in there.
It's a massive complex.
It's a massive.
I'd say
complex.
More than that.
Yeah, it's massive. But every week she had some nightmare of what she was living through. It was all I could do, just not to throw a daddy fit.
Well, that's if you're the homeowner, then you get to be your own property manager and you get to do it to the standards that you expect for your own property. So yeah, that sounds miserable.
Let me ask you this. With rates, Brad or Sean from Chandler wanting to refinance, you refinanced us 4 or 5 years ago and I had to jump on it again just in the last 12 months.
Yes.
People want to know, should I refinance and what's it going to cost me? When does it make sense to refinance to grab this interest rate? And when does the cost for refinancing, it's not justified to do it?
That's a really good question because sometimes it's counterintuitive sometimes, but sometimes the lowest interest rate is not always the best. Because as you go lower in interest rate, and it is your option as the consumer what interest rate you take, as you go lower in interest rate, the closing costs will increase. Maybe you're paying discount points to buy down to a particular interest rate. But then based on how long you think you might stay in the loan or stay in the house, as an example, if you came to us and said that you knew you were going to sell your house within the next 5 years, then I would encourage you for maybe a no closing costs loan or something that has very minimal closing costs so that you do not increase your loan balance and so that you actually realize the savings of the refinance right away. Whereas if you tell me this is it, it's my last house, I'm never moving again, then we're going to be more aggressive about the lower interest rate. We don't mind if the closing costs are a little bit higher, because over time, the lower interest rate will save you more money than the higher cost. So what we look at is recoup. How long is it going to take to recoup your closing costs? And is that going to happen within the timeline that you expect that you'll be in the property? And as long as you recoup in a shorter amount of time than you expect you'll be in your house, then the refinance makes sense.
And you can run that spreadsheet for anybody that's curious.
Very easy. Well, and that's, and in fact, all of our loan officers, that is the frame of mind that they take when they talk to anybody. One of the very first questions is what's our timeline? What's our goal? What's our timeline? So that we can then start showing you the different interest rate options. And yep, they'll put together a chart and say, here's the rate, here's the cost, here's the recoup. And then we figure out together where we intersect.
Generally speaking, how long will it take you to pre-qualify someone so they know what their buying capacity is in the market?
We can do that in, we can have a general idea in just a 15 to 30 minute phone call. So generally very fast. As far as actual having the pre-approval, we will have that for you within 24 hours of when you provide us the paperwork. We'll give you a list of the paperwork we need to see to verify everything. We'll have the pre-approval for you same day, at the very worst next day.
Okay. So what does the pre-approval buy me as I'm out there negotiating and I'm competing against cash investors that, you know, make it hard for me if I'm the seller and this guy's offering cash and close in 3 days and this young couple is pre-approved to be qualified? Is there a disadvantage for me leaning towards the couple? Am I going to have to wait longer as the seller?
Yeah, generally speaking, not always the case, but generally speaking, that cash investor is also probably going to offer a little bit lower than your couple that's going to live in the house. And so from a seller perspective, generally speaking, your net proceeds are going to be higher working with that owner-occupied person, the person that's going to live in the property. Especially compared to an investor. The investors generally are going to be in it for the deal. Maybe their offer's a little bit lower. Maybe they've even lowballed it. And so comparing that to the person that has an emotional vested interest in that particular property, that buyer is more likely to pay more towards the asking price or the actual value of the property.
You pre-approve me for a $150,000 house. I go out, I find one for $137,000. I make my offer, I call you back and I say, my offer has been accepted. How long does it take to fund?
In most cases,
I'm pre-approved already.
You're pre-approved already. It can be done very quickly, but with the help of your real estate agent also, we're going to advise you that you want to take 30 days. You want to take the time to do your inspections on the property, okay. make sure that there is not something wrong with the house that we have to listen to other segments of show to learn how to fix. So plan for at least 30 days when you're purchasing.
Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group. More when we get back.